Republican Senator Mitt Romney called it historic, unprecedented corruption, but he was one of the only Republican lawmakers to speak out against President Trump's commutation of the sentence of Trump's longtime friend Roger Stone, who was convicted of lying to investigators about what he and then candidate Trump knew about Russian interference in the 2016 presidential campaign. Joining us now is Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff, chair of the House Intelligence Committee. Congressman, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
Well, what was your reaction when you first saw the news on Friday night that President Trump was commuting the sentence of Roger Stone?
You know, it was the usual mixture in the Trump era of shock on the one hand and not being surprised on the other. But it's a real body blow to the rule of law in this country that under this presidency, there are two standards of justice. There's one for friends and cronies and accomplices of the president, and then there's one for everybody else. If you're willing to lie for the president, if you're willing to intimidate witnesses and obstruct and cover up for the president, then essentially you get out of jail free. And that's an appalling degradation of the democracy in this country.
Do you think there are any risks for the president in doing what he did?
There certainly should be. I think that he will suffer in public opinion, which will hurt him in the fall. But the reason he can get away with it, frankly, is that the Republicans in Congress are so supine that they won't stand up to him. Nixon considered pardoning people that were implicated in his own wrongdoing, but he understood that he couldn't get away with it. And the reason he couldn't is because Republicans in Congress would have stood up to that kind of a clear abuse. But here, apart from one or two GOP senators, they don't say a word. And this is what lets Donald Trump get away with it.
What about impeaching the president again? Is that being discussed?
I don't know that it's being discussed, given the fact that with the Senate confronted with overwhelming evidence in the impeachment just a few months ago, apart from the courage that Mitt Romney showed, none of the Republicans were willing to stand up to this president. Nothing gives us much confidence they would now either.
Given that, is there anything that the president could do right now, between now and the election, that would be a bridge too far that would cause you to think about impeachment again? Or can he pretty much do whatever he wants right now without consequence?
Well, I certainly would not say that he can do whatever he wants without consequence. And there's no telling what this president will do. But the reality is 130,000 Americans are dead now. And a lot of this, I think, is a responsibility of the grossly incompetent handling of this crisis by the president of the United States. We warned during the trial that if he were left in office just in the intervening months, he could do a lot of damage. We, in fact, had no idea how much damage he would go on to do. But it's hard to imagine a more catastrophic last year of a presidency than the one we're in right now.
Senator Lindsey Graham, who chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee, said, quote, "In my view, it would be justified if President Trump decided to commute Roger Stone's prison sentence. Mr. Stone is in his 70s, and this was a nonviolent first-time offense." Now, Stone is actually not in his 70s. He's in his 60s. But how do you respond to that from the chairman of the Judiciary Committee?
Well, it's appalling. And again, this is why Donald Trump, at least politically in the Congress, can get away with it, because he has people like Lindsey Graham to seed the ground for him. I can't imagine during Watergate, one of the Republican senators, let alone the chair of the Judiciary Committee, publicly, encouraging the president to pardon or commute the sentence of someone in Watergate. I mean, imagine in any other circumstance, a member of Congress, let alone the chair of the Judiciary Committee, saying, "It's fine to lie to Congress. You don't have to go to jail. You can intimidate witnesses. That's perfectly okay, just as long as you do it for the president of our party to help him cover up."
Let me just finally ask you a question about the coronavirus pandemic, because your home state of California is one of the states that's seeing significant spikes right now after it appeared that things were really under control. Why do you think that is? Why has California fallen into the same basket right now as states like Texas and Florida and Georgia that didn't take the extreme measures in the beginning that California did?
Because we fell behind in testing and we never developed fully the tracing capability that we need to reopen. We simply, nationwide, and this is true in California too, have not been able to keep a close enough eye on where the virus is to be able to trace it when people get sick and isolate them and treat them. And without all of those things in place, it's only a matter of time before the virus gains ground. And sadly, we're seeing that throughout the whole country. And it really, you know, calls for a strong level of leadership at the very top. And instead, at the very top, you have a president talking down the seriousness of the virus, trying to ignore it, trying to silence people like Dr. Fauci, who are warning of it. And the result is disaster.
That is Congressman Adam Schiff, the chair of the House Intelligence Committee. Congressman, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.